Our story begins in Ellie and Trey's apartment. Ellie has just hung up from a phone call with Charlie.
Who was that on the phone, babe?
That was my boss, Charlie. He told me he's selling TM.
Well, what does that mean for you?
I'm not sure. I don't know what the new owner will do with the place. Charlie made wholesale changes when he took over.
We need that money, Al, especially with my suspension from the force.
I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
I know. I'm sorry, Trey. I told Charlie that I had been sick, and he seemed to believe it. I thought he was calling to fire me at first.
Well, you said he was a friend of yours, right? He wouldn't fire you.
Well, I haven't been to work in several days. He has grounds to let me go at this point.
But he didn't, so the checks will still be coming.
Trey, I barely had any savings from my job at TM, and we've already gone through that. Do you have any other money that we can use?
I've used all my savings, babe. If the damn commissioner would just give me my freaking job back.
How can you work as a cop if you and I are shooting up? The police station is the last place you should be.
That's all I know how to do, Al. My father was a police officer in London, and that's all I ever wanted to be myself.
I know, but can you really have it both ways? I mean, I'm not sure I can either. I can't keep my job living the lifestyle we're living here. At some point, we have to go back into the real world.
Babe, it's not like we're junkies. Come on. No one's going to know what we do with our own private lives. We'll just take days off here and there.
My family is suspicious, I'm sure.
Stop worrying so much. This attitude of yours tells me that it's time we get more supplies.
Trey, if we do that, I'm not sure we're going to have enough money to pay all the expenses around here next month.
Babe, you're not questioning me, are you? Everything's going to be just fine. Call up Marco and arrange for the supplies, okay? Okay?
All right. Where's the phone?
At the Gamage residence, Bobby and Stacy are talking in the living room.
I don't know about this, Stacy. Meeting your mom?
Don't worry. My mom is cool, and she's been dying to meet you.
What exactly have you told her about me?
Oh, not too much.
Hello there. You must be Bobby.
Yes. Hello, Mrs. Gamage.
Stacy, he's everything you described and more.
Mom, please don't embarrass me.
Oh, I won't. So, Bobby, I understand you're looking for a job here in New York?
Yeah, I'm taking the semester off from school because I kind of want to find myself. I know it's cliche, but I feel like I have to seize this moment in my life.
Oh, to be so young and hopeful again. You know what? I think you made the right decision.
You do? Wow. My parents and my family wouldn't necessarily agree with you.
Well, you only live once, isn't that right? So, live life to the fullest, Bobby, while you still have that hopeful look in your eye.
I will. Thanks.
At Dean Industries, Serena has just returned to her desk and sees that the voicemail light on her phone is on.
Huh. One voicemail.
We will connect you to your party's message center.
Hi, Serena. It's Dr. Bennett. I'm calling with your test results. The blood test confirmed what we were expecting. You are indeed pregnant.
Oh my God.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.